Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let's read our text from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
And then
verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter
8,
verse
9.
And then you quickly open to the same 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Today I want to talk to you about the kingdom currency. The currency of the kingdom of God. And I trust that tonight, even as the word of God comes, there is going to be a release of kingdom money, kingdom currency.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says that, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Now chapter
9 verse 8.
And God is able. Can we all say God is able? Say it again.
God is able.
Tonight God is able to give us the kingdom currency for our use. God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Now, onyame yobi obetumi ama adumne wanu suano ebi abau soso.
That you always having all sufficiency in all things shall abound to every good work.
Na se wowo adie nyinamu me sipino adie nyinamu obetumi aye ama akoyie.
This is fantastic.
Where are somewhere yet deye?
I don't know anybody as rich as this verse.
Na minim se obi akani ami kan bi dia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But every kingdom has got a currency.
Na hini biara ye wo sika ye tumi de tena ho.
And that currency is a legitimate way of obtaining things in that kingdom.
Na sa sika ne betumi ama watumi anya nyoma bi wo sa hini enu.
Now God's kingdom also has got a currency. And by that currency you are able to obtain things from the kingdom of God. All other means of obtaining things, all other currency is not acceptable in the kingdom of God. Those other currencies may be used elsewhere, but not in the kingdom of God. You can use it in the animal kingdom. You can use it in the human kingdom. You can use it in the demonic kingdom. But not in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand that the currency of this world is meritocracy. You have to merit something before you can get it.
Na me pese woti asese a hai sika ye di ye adwuma no eye sika bi a chese wo bre ansa na wanya na wo di ye adwuma.
Now that's a very nice word, meritocracy.
Me mu yi meri no nye nye M A R Y. Nye meri, meritocracy.
Yeah. Says that you have to deserve it, you have to merit it before you can obtain something. Now, this system in the world shuts people out of what is needed because they don't have the means, they don't have the money to obtain what they need. But I want us to understand that, in contrast, grace is the means of exchange and obtaining things in the kingdom of God. It comes on as many people who do not have the money, who do not have the means to obtain things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This grace of the Lord answers all things in the kingdom of God. Just as the Bible says that money answers all things on this earth. So you need to have this grace much. Because you can obtain more things from the kingdom of God if you have more of the kingdom currency.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you need kingdom results, you need to get the kingdom currency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to know and understand that if an American wants to bless you, he can only give you dollars.
Now, person tell says so bro new of America person or ye wa duma obema dollars.
If somebody from UK wants to bless you, we'll give you pound sterling.
Now, so be so free UK person or ye shra de manwa and ye na wo ko pounds mu.
Now, if somebody in the kingdom of God wants to bless you, he can bless you with pounds and with dollars.
Now, so be one yamia hini muna peso bwawa dollars ni pounds in yedjuma.
He can only bless you with a currency that is used in that place called grace.
Now, obetumia domo wadia ye didi jawa hini enuma ye friend a domono.
So you must have this currency called grace.
And uti wase wunya sasika ye ye friend a domono.
And you must have more of it.
I wase wunya na wunya ni bebrebe.
I'm sure that if we should ask anybody or the people here to pull out the money in their pockets, you see that everybody's money will be different. It is in level. Some people will have more, some people will have less.
So there are
levels in grace also. You can have more grace so that you can access more things from the kingdom of God. You can exchange things in the kingdom of God. Now there are seven types of grace. I've taught you about this before. But all the types of grace have got the same characteristics, just as all the type of currency in the world, the dollar, the pounds, they've got the same characteristic.
Where
is a good finance student? But today I want to talk to you about only one type of grace called the grace of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Now there are two sides to all grace, just as there are two sides to money. If you take the money in your pocket, whether it's a coin or it's a note, it doesn't have one side picture and then the other side blank. No, it has got the front side and then the back side.
Now said ya ufe sika ya wa big six na na chi su bi akoso modam na eboho no sara su na dom no su ya wa ne fan ba ko na ne fan ba ko su.
Now the first part or the front side of the kingdom currency is called God's unmerited favor.
Na ufa ahinie sika na ya dom na na nim ne ye ade a wa mre na su nyame na na dom su wo de ama wa na bo e kan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But many times I realize that that is the only kind of side that we look at when we look at the kingdom currency. Because the back side of this kingdom currency is God's enabling power.
Hallelujah. Na wo hye saa adom sika na chi a eno so ne wo ho na e kire onyame tumi a eboa ma ye tumi ye bibia.
God's enabling power
is going to strengthen you, empower you to be able to do things beyond your human strength, your background, your education, your skill. When this grace is upon your life, you go beyond yourself, you shock yourself, and you know that this one is not my power, it is not my strength, it is God's divine enabling power and ability that is upon my life. That is how come I am able to excel and do the things that I am doing.
Na sa sika ye hwe ne fa me ye onyame adum tumi ama utumi ya de na eno ne tumi ma wo ya de bi ma wo se nya utumi nya wa ho ode na mo onyame tumi ye tumi ma wo ya de nya na abo ama watumi aye sa.
The Bible says in our second text that God is able to make all grace abound. All grace. That should make us to know that grace is in quantity.
Now, who can kind Corinto Fonguma to Sumian, Tim Quintetemu or Chena? Or so on Yanko Pon to Mima Adumanina Adumanina to me a guho at the Maya. And teach us Adumuna a Yadia a dosopa.
It did not say that God is able to make grace.
Now,
he is trying to make you to understand that the grace can be measured. The grace is in levels, is in dimension. So God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Now, when Kasa wanyami betumi ama adum nemo wasi adum ni na na chasa adum no nyami debe ma unu e wundi diso ni diso.
So you can have more grace or less grace. You can have it in measures.
Enuti adum no betumi nyani bebre ana betumi nyani kumebi.
Just like you can have money in different levels or quantities.
Senya betumi nyasi kasusu.
All grace, the Bible says, should abound. That should make us to understand that all grace does not always abound. Now, but God wants all grace to abound. Hallelujah.
Na sa wase wa be ma adum nyina aya mama ya dia. Na cha sa adum no betumi adu baabi e beto si na so nyame pese ye nya adum ni nyina.
Turn to the person sitting by you and say to the person, be rich in grace.
Na ka cha nyo to si say.
The Bible says in Ephesians that God, who is rich in grace.
Na Bible no ma yete se Ephesians 4 nguma se onyame a oyɛ odefo ɛwa dum.
And we must be rich in grace just as God has more of the kingdom currency.
Na adum so ɛwɔ sɛ yɛ nya ne bebre sɛ ne ahenie num na ɛyɛ sika yɛ di wɔ hɔ ne wɔ sɛ yɛ nya ne bebre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should have much of grace if you should do well in the kingdom of God.
Na sɛ wopɛ sɛ wodi yɛ wɔ nyame
God is able. It means that some effort is applied to it for it to abound. God is able. He uses strength to make it abound.
Na sa wose wo nyame betumi ayade a ene na wose djuma bi di a kire no nyame betumi aye amadum na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God apply strength to cause his grace, his kingdom currency, to enter into our lives.
Receive it. Onyame ayadom na oma ne tumi ahoade ne ema adom ne nya kese ewo yeso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is able.
Onyame betumi.
He can use his power. He is able to do it.
Obetumi de ne tumi ahoade na ye obetumi aye.
That should make you to understand that many times there is a resistance to God letting all grace, kingdom currency abound in our life. There is resistance, and Paul says that he is able to apply the force to make it work.
And not to my who say so onyame pesa na dom ne ye kese wo ye so a bibi tumi kutia no. Na so esa so wotumi nti obetumi nam ne tumi
tonight, may his power cause his grace, his kingdom currency to enter into our lives, that we can obtain the things in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Genesis 6:8. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. Noah found enabling power in the sight of the Lord. And listen. When the Bible says that Noah found grace, it means that grace must be looked for.
Na sa Bible no ka se Noah ohwehwe nya adom ne dia na wo se adwuma bi dia kire ansa na wanya sa
adom. You must search for the grace.
E wo se ohwehwe adom no.
Noah searched for the grace and found the grace.
Na Noah ohwehwe adom no ohu ye.
But where did he find the grace?
E hifa no ohu adom no.
He found the grace in the sight of the Lord.
Na ohu no onyame anim.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That should make us to understand that grace is found in the vision that God is having. Grace is found in what God is seeing. So that if you see like God, enabling power will be on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is seeing a business, you must see the same thing. If God is seeing a church, you must see a church too. If God is seeing an orphanage, you must see an orphanage too. If God is seeing an upliftment and a restoration, you must see the same thing. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I believe that tonight the Lord is seeing houses.
Now I receive it.
And I believe that the Lord is seeing revenue, finances.
I receive it.
You see, whatever is in the sight of God, if you want to get grace, get in His sight. See what he is seeing. Noah found grace because he saw what God was seeing. God was seeing an ark to save humanity. Yeah. And because Noah saw the ark, he was looking for the grace. The Bible says that he found the grace in the sight of the Lord. You need to see what God is seeing. If you are a believer, you always have to view things from God's perspective. Don't see things in the economy like an unbeliever does. Don't see it like your party does. Don't see it like the way your friend sees it and describes it to you. If you want grace to be able to live, to be able to thrive in this economy or in the world, in the system, you need to see things the way God sees it. The other place to find grace is in walking in the word of God. Because the Bible says, Jeremiah 1:12, that God watches over his word to perform it. His eyes are always on his word. The Bible says that he has exalted the word above his name. And when anything is above, you look to it. You just view the thing. And the Bible says that if we shall walk in the word of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord is going to be upon you as you walk in the word of God, and you will find grace in his sight. light.
Na wonyame asem ayete asese wonyame nani wona samsu posi ni di na se bibi wo ho na wani disu dia ene na obema wani su na wahwe eno ti sa wo beba wo bra se dia wo bo no wonyame asem so se dia onyame aka ne dia ene no nyame ni wa bedi wachi na na dom so baye kase wa wo.
See things from the Bible perspective.
Ti she ne hu ni o ma se ni onyame asem ka no.
See people from the Bible perspective.
Woni pa se dia onyame aka ni
pa. See unbelievers from God's viewpoint.
Ene ti hu amemufo se dia onyame asem.
You will soon have grace lingering over your life.
Now ube huso wanyamia dom na ene na mo.
Some people think that if you walk live your life like that, you are being too much, even if you are a believer.
Na ebinuma dwom se sa wonante sa na wo ya ya dodo empo se wo ye gidini a.
No, walk in the Bible.
Na wanyamia sem na fa ye adwuma.
No matter what, walk in the Bible.
Efa woni ekoso nante wanyamia.
Even when you are tired, walk in the Bible.
Sa abrempo nante wanyamia.
Even when you haven't eaten, walk in the Bible. Because as you walk in the Bible, the eyes of the Lord is upon you.
Hallelujah.
And he cannot help it, as he is watching his word, he will look at you and you will find grace in his
sight.
It is a deception not to walk in the Bible if you are a believer. Get close to people who are sticklers for the word and who will not compromise anything, who will walk in the Bible, because they will help you to obtain grace.
Hallelujah.
Upon your
life.
Walk in it and encourage people to walk in the Bible. Tell them they should preach on. Tell them they should say the truth of the Bible. It doesn't matter whether it affects me or not. It is good for us to have the word of God roll over us. Because as you listen to the word of God right now, you are finding grace in the sight of the Lord. When you open your heart and you are imbibing the word, as he is watching his word, he finds it in your heart, he finds it in your mind, and you obtain grace, enabling power in the sight of the Lord.
Nemra wuti onyame asem a wome hiahia wakomamu na wodwendwe ne hwe na chese onyame asem na na wode nante no na nu na bema onyame na ni wadi wachi esa nya wate a wode ahia wakomamu nti bema na dom no ayekese
a. I'm spending too much time. Let's move on to Exodus 33.
Ye kwa Exodus.
The Bible also mentioned Moses finding grace in the sight of the Lord. But there is a further lesson that we need to learn about kingdom currency, about obtaining God's enabling
power.
Now, when you get this kingdom currency, you need to apply it to your life. That is what Moses is teaching us. God told Moses that he has found grace in his sight. Let's read it from verse 12, Exodus
33.
And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest, you God, you are saying unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know by whom thou wast sent with me.
Na Mose kache onyame se wakache me se me fa nkrofo ni machi fa nko na wo kire me ne a wo ne suma me e dia ka me ho.
What Moses is saying is that, Lord, you have given me an assignment.
Na Mose kan se onyame wa ma madwuma bi se me nye.
But I am not seeing top.
Na su me hu so.
Have you ever had an assignment and you are not seeing top, and God is telling you that you are blessed and everything will be well with you, you can do it and all that, and you are not seeing top? This is Moses. He said, you give me an assignment, I should bring these people out of Egypt, and you haven't even made me know the person who is going to help me to do this. I don't see top.
Mercy. And so yama wadwuma bi sey I
tell you, if you are like Moses, God's enabling power,
hallelujah,
his divine ability,
hallelujah,
is coming upon your life,
hallelujah,
to make you do the assignment.
Hallelujah. Na sa wuti se Moses awu husua onyametumi ahuade ne baba osu na ubetumi ayeni esa.
Verse 12b, he says, yet you have said, I know thee by name. Has God said that to you? Yes, he has.
Yes.
He knows you by name.
Yes,
and
yes.
Thou hast also found grace in my sight. God tells Moses, you have found an enabling power in my sight.
Yeah.
But Moses does something about it, which I want to show you.
Now Moses catch her at this mimi work me, wouldn't me, wouldn't me di na menye nim power when him and sooner Moses huso.
So Moses says in verse 13, now therefore I am praying.
Na Moses ka se afedia me bomb paye na sra we rade.
So you have to start praying now.
Enta wasa wo sha se sa wo bomb paye.
Now therefore Lord I am praying, if I have found kingdom currency.
Na wasi rade afedia me sra me bomb paye se menya enim power wanim dia.
If I have found the ability to obtain things from the kingdom of God, then I want to exchange it for knowing you. You know, Moses understood that if he knew the Lord, he would be able to carry on his assignment. But the only thing God can give you is what is used in heaven, the kingdom currency. When a Japanese gives you Japanese yen, 1 million Japanese yen, you can't spend it in Ghana.
Na se Japanese ni amau 1,000 yen na nyadi abetu miadi wa Ghana.
You have to apply the money to your need.
I was say.
When you apply it to your need, then your need is going to be met. Grace is always like money. What good is money in your pocket if you don't take it and apply it to your problem?
Na sika ne fa so okra ne sen se wo benya nipo na ebo wata so na kwom de wo na wontu minyi binta aduani ni na ne fa so ne sen.
What good is money sitting somewhere under your pillow or something like that? When you have a need, you must take the money and apply.
Na se wo wanya sika na wo tu fam na de ahye ho na de ahye osumi ase wo mpase wada ka buo bi mu na de ahia obi a wo yare na so wonyi sika fa nko doctor.
So I want you to understand that you have got kingdom currency. They are in various levels in our lives. The most important thing is that you take it from under your pillow and you go out there in the world. If it is in Ghana, you use Ghana City, you go out there and you go and buy yourself a shirt or a dress. Start applying grace to your situation. Tell the Lord, if I found grace, Lord God, then I must have this need met. Then I must have enabling power to be able to fulfill my assignment. Look at verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?
Na erade yebesi de hu se me ene wo nkrofo ye nya adum ewo wanim.
Says that, for wherein shall it be known here uh-huh. How shall it be known on earth
yebesi de hu asasi so
that I have got kingdom currency? I have got grace enabling power. Moses is still applying it. He says that, isn't it in the fact that you would go with us so that we become separated from the people who are on the face of this earth.
Na Mose kasa Awurade enko yesa enka woni yen beko amaye twa ye ho afini pe wo wiase nyina mu ana.
I want to prophesy to somebody that the kingdom currency you are going to apply is going to distinguish you from all others. If you apply it to your need, it's going to make you an exception. It's going to make you excel. You will not be a statistic. They won't count you among the Lord. They will separate you and they will say that you are different from us. You are in a class of your own. Why? Because you have used the grace of the Lord to distinguish yourself among your peers, among black people everywhere. We can be separate as the church of the living God if we learn to take this kingdom currency and apply it here on this earth.
Na sɛ yɛbɛnya onyame adome yɛbɛgye saa adome na yɛmfa nhyɛ yɛ sum yɛase ne yɛde bɛyɛ nea onyame ahyɛ yɛ sɛ yɛnyɛ deɛ a ɛneɛ na ɔbɛsi yɛn asie na yɛn nkurɔfoɔ nyinaa bɛhu sɛ saa deɛ deɛ yɛ onyame sɛ na ɛyɛ adwuma yɛnka yɛmfra dom na ɛsiane sɛ onyame adom no a ɛwɔ yɛ so no yɛde yɛ nea a wahyɛ yɛn sɛ yɛnyɛ nti yɛbɛyi yɛn asi nkyɛn na yɛnka yɛmfra dom no mu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace can be on a mass of people. Moses said that if I and your people have found grace in your sight.
Adom na betumi agunioma nkrofo bebre so san se Moses ka se se meme na won krofo enya adom wa wanim dia.
May the grace of the Lord be upon all of us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see his grace coming upon our nation.
Na me hunse onyame adom se ba on my Ghana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to be separated. He wants us to be distinct. He wants us to be different. We are not ordinary people. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there was so much grace upon the apostles that everybody, you dare not join yourself to them. If you are getting into their company, you know that no, you don't fit there. Wow. The grace has separated them. The Bible says that great grace was upon them all.
Hallelujah.
Wow. All of them, great grace.
Na esuafo no onyame adom ya kase wo omso ama enya dia obetumi akase wo we dia meka hu bi keke esan se adom kase pa na na wo omso onyame yi omso nchen osiesie wo omso nko sara no onyame adom ne ba yeyen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.